It took about an hour, in the wet, dejected night, for this to happen, and then all the windows blew out. Tomorrow dawned on Borogravia like a great big fish. A pigeon rose over the forests, banked slightly, and headed straight for the valley of the Knek. Even from here, the black stone bulk of the keep was visible, rising above the sea of trees. The pigeon sped on, one spark of purpose in the fresh new morning, and squawked as darkness dropped from the sky, gripping it in talons of steel. Buzzard and pigeon tumbled for a moment, and then the buzzard gained a little height and flapped onwards. The pigeon thought, "Ooh." But had it been more capable of coherent thought, and knew something about how birds of prey catch pigeons, and allowing for the fact that all pigeons who know how birds of prey catch are dead, and therefore capable of slightly less thought than a living pigeon, it might have wondered why it was being gripped so kindly. It was being held, not squeezed. As it was, all it could think was, "Ooh." The buzzard reached the valley and began to circle low over the keep. As it gyred, a tiny figure detached itself from the leather harness on its back and with great care inched itself around the body and down to the talons. It reached the imprisoned pigeon, knelt on it and put its arms around the bird's neck. The buzzard skimmed low over a stone balcony, reared in the air and let the pigeon go. Bird and tiny man rolled and bounced across the flagstone in a trail of feathers and lay still. Eventually, a voice from somewhere under the pigeon said, "Bugger!"
End of CD 3.